let's say officially good morning to Kevin McDougal of 5K Events. Thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Let's back up a little bit. Tell people what 5K Events is. Because you hear 5K, you think, oh, they're the people with the marathons all over town. Every time you look at it, you can have run somewhere. But it's not that.
No, it's much more than that. And that's how 5K Events started, doing endurance events and promoting different types of events around the country. But a couple years ago, when the RFP, or request for proposal, for those of you who aren't in the business, went out to take over the stewardship of Racine Civic Center, which is comprised of Memorial Hall, Festival Hall, and Festival Park. Patrick Flynn, our owner, jumped on it right away. It's something he had his eye on for quite a while, submitted the proposal, got the contract, and in March of 2024 is when we took over. So we manage all three properties, and bring in the public and private events, the festivals, the music.
So it's your job to create the events.
To an extent, yes. We produce our own events, but we would also prefer to have events come to us to hold them at the park. Rent the park and host it. But we do produce a lot of our own events. Things like Festival of Trees. Is one of the things that we produce.
That was big. And
it was. We had over 6,000 people come through the doors for Festival of Trees this year, which was fantastic after being revived after 20 years gone. So we were really happy with the way it came out. Learned a few things along the way that we're going to improve on for next year, but we expect
bigger trees, more lights,
all those things. we had 40 trees and some of amazing sponsors and participants, and just gorgeous trees. All were amazing. So we're looking forward to an even bigger and better.
Why was it gone for 20 years?
That's a good question. We had heard from some of our volunteers that it had been gone for 20 years. We thought it was around 10 was the best research we could find. But from some of our trusted volunteers, said it had been closer to 20. I think a lot of it had to do with the prior management crew just didn't kind of have the steam and the local connection that we do. And so a lot, not only Festival of Trees, but a lot of things went away, as a lot of people noticed over the years. And so that was our main focus when we came back, was to bring some of those things back. We had a hit list of events we wanted to bring back, and we've been able to accomplish most of them. So
what cities wouldn't give to have a venue like that right on the lake. It's on the lake, but it's in a breakwater, so there's no, there's no tsunamis coming over.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like the perfect setting. You got the outdoors, you got the indoors. It's perfect. What they wouldn't
the
give. And I think a lot of people have seen who live there, kind of take it a bit. Yeah, it's all right. So yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Try living in a city that doesn't have anything.
Yeah. It is, in my opinion, and I've seen a lot of them, I think it is the best lakefront venue on the Great Lakes. It's really tremendous. Not only Festival Park and Festival Hall, but Memorial Hall is something historic here in Racine that a lot of folks really haven't had the opportunity to experience. And it really is a historic place and has a lot of solemn reverence to it's a memorial to Racine County's war dead from the Civil War all the way through the Vietnam War. There's memorials to all those folks in the foyer.
Now, you can't see this on the radio, but I'll show you. Memorial Hall was the site of the very, 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 very first broadcast of WRJN.
Well, we're going to have you back there next year then.
Yeah, for the 100th.
For the 100th,
there we are. We did a couple of anniversaries there, but there we are lined up, all the announcers.
All the big hitters.
Well, except for the guy in the middle. I don't know. I don't know about it.
I don't know who you got in there.
Anyway, so we broadcast from there from 6 a.m. all the way till nighttime. Not only that, we had it catered. We brought in food, breakfast.
Okay.
And then it switched over to lunch at noon.
Sure.
Then it switched over to dinner at about 5 o'clock. And so we fed everybody. It was all day long.
Yeah.
It just kept going all day. And we did that for our 75th and 80th.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to do that for your 100th. Get that going.
This is the 99th year.
Yeah.
It'll be 100 years that the orchestra appeared on stage at Memorial Hall, and we broadcast that orchestra.
Nice. Yeah, we had the Racine Symphony Orchestra in for their Christmas show on December 5th. That was an amazing show.
The Racine Concert Band.
Yes.
So this was the first year they were there at Festival Hall.
Yes.
And actually, it was actually a Festival Park.
Yeah. We had it in the hall one week.
1 week, yeah, the first one.
Yep.
And then we went out to Festival Park. So it's coming back again this year, right?
It is. Okay. Yeah, we're working on the dates and the exact schedule, but we will be on the big stage, the big outdoor stage this year. So we're working on all the, with Sean and Mark, and all the acoustics and everything like that, and making sure that's all set. But it will be on the big stage in front of the big, in the big lawn there next to the harbor this year. So it's one of the things that, we're excited about as well.
What's the other big stage at? have there?
Well, we have the what used to be what was called the Cool Cats Cove stage during the old Harbor Fest.
That's
days,
on the north side.
On the yeah. on the northwest side.
Yeah.
So that was actually staged that we the Harbor Fest board built in those days. That doesn't get used very often. The venue that gets used the most is when we put staging under the tent when the big tent mm-hmm. goes up because mm-hmm. it number one it sounds great under the tent and we're able to put the bar service under the tent and the picnic tables for everybody to sit and it's just much more convenient near the restrooms and everything, just a much more convenient setting. Able to load in and out very easily. So that is the venue that gets the most use at Festival Park.
You know what the old timers always say?
What's that?
Bring back the ice skating rink.
Yeah, there's so many things that go into that, and there have been some top level discussions about what it would take. It would be a very expensive undertaking, and it's something that we still have all the assets for. We've got the sideboards, we've still got the Zamboni.
Zamboni.
Yeah, you need a Zamboni. Yeah,
the Zamboni.
It's a funny name, but it's a very useful tool.
I know, the whole hockey games, they yeah. bring out the Zamboni.
And we've still got all the skates. So,
do you really?
Yeah, we do.
Where's all that stuff stored?
Yeah, we have a large storage area under the parking garage on State Street. The corner of State.
I didn't know. This is all the stuff we're finding out.
Yeah. So
you got all the skates there still.
Yeah,
huh?
All that stuff. And now, some of them are brand new. Some of them haven't even been used.
When I first came here, I'm pretty sure it was operational. Then the refrigeration broke, and it was way too expensive to fix.
Yeah, not only the expense, but the cost to insure. And that was the thing. Some of the coils under the rink broke. And when the estimates were done as to what it would take to fix and then insure, the some of the management companies that were running it prior just were like, yeah, no. So there is interest in doing it, but how far that will get is yet to be seen.
Ice skates. Yeah. We have to cheering.
We would love it. We would love to have it done, but it is a daunting financial task.
You're talking to a guy who's never been on a pair of roller skates or ice skates in his entire life.
It's been a long time since I've been to
The last time I was on skates was those metal ones with the key. You clamped onto your shoe. And even that, I was walking with them. I wasn't skating with
really
them.
Really skating.
My mother said, you're going to get hurt. See, I told you, with high school sports, too. Don't play. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And my mother was probably right. I was probably going to break a head or something. Kevin McDougall's here from 5K Events, who were talking about the ice skating rink a few minutes ago. They never know. Can't say never.
Yeah,
maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough project.
The big thing coming up in 2026 is, we had it on the news the other day, the farmer's market.
Yeah, the farmer's market, we're really excited about that. Will take place. The first weekend will be May 9th, Saturday, May 9th. It'll go through October 24th, so about 24 weeks, and it's going to be a true farmer's market. So it's going to be fruits, vegetables, anything done by the vendors has to be made by them. No packaged goods, nothing of that nature. We're not going to do any food trucks, nothing like that. So a true farmer's market. And as some of your listeners may know, there are areas that we're seeing that are designated as food deserts, and there's food insecurity. So no grocery stores nearby to get fresh produce and things like that. So that's what we're trying
to. Food insecurities. I never heard of that phrase.
That's a big thing.
I don't like the sound of that. Food insecurity, food deserts. I don't like these sounds.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to help rectify. We're going to be taking SNAP, EBT, WIC, some different senior programs, and fun things for kids, too. So
where's it
going
to be?
It is going to be inside Festival Park, so under the colonnades. And Festival Park is so versatile. There's virtually nothing that can happen there. We're probably going to have the first season probably between 50 and 60 vendors, but really with the landscape at Festival Park, we could do over 100 vendors. So it is definitely the greatest place to do it. Lots of parking nearby. We always get people that fret about the parking downtown, and number one, it's very inexpensive to park downtown as compared to anywhere else. I know Kenosha has free parking, so don't send your cards and letters to WRJN pointing that out, but
send them here. I'll just forward them on to you.
Yeah, right. It's but it is very inexpensive to park in downtown Racine. And then also, it's not, some people have the connotation that there's armies of meter monitors just waiting to write you a ticket. There's not. So chances are you're going to be okay.
Call the SWAT team. We have a guy here. He's coming up on 1 minute left.
Yeah. Get ready.
Get the SWAT team in here.
Yeah. So it's really, I know it's a concern of folks when they come to our events, but we try and allay their fears.
It's not fine.
An expensive thing to park downtown.
It is fine. When they had the farmer's market on Monument Square, my wife likes local honey.
Yes.
It's local honey because it's got all the, it's better health-wise for you.
Yep.
So we found a guy who sold it, and then we ran out. And I found a phone number on the bottom of the jar, and I called him. And he's in, I think on 3 Mile or 4 Mile Road.
Okay.
And I went down there, I called up, and I met him in the driveway. He came out with his bag. I gave him the cash. He gave me the bag. If I was a narc, I would say, what a drug deal just went
down. Right.
I got this big jar of honey. His daughter raises bees, and she gets, where they get the honey from. But look, I said, I'm looking around. Is anybody watching me? I get this bag, I hand over the cash, and I leave his driveway.
Sure.
Didn't look. But that's where we found the honey guy at the farmer's market.
So there'll be honey vendors, jam vendors, bread makers, and of course, you know, fruits, vegetables, all that good stuff, and different, you know, artisanal types of foods. But again, nothing packaged, no food trucks, nothing like that. There'll be a lot of demos, you know, cooking demos, taste it tents, things of that nature. It's Racine Farmers Market on the Lake opens May 9th.
Let's talk about some of the events coming up. Then we have some stats here we want to talk about. Talk about Festival Hall first. You got the Youth Financial Literacy hosted. Talk about literacy, hosted by the Youth Volunteer Corps. That's coming up in just a week or so.
Yeah, that's going to be at Memorial Hall, and that's something just what it sounds. Youth financial literacy, teaching young people how to be responsible with their money, and you know, intros to budgeting and things of that nature. Things that they really don't get in school these days. So there are certain organizations that will kind of fill that void.
And you got a couple of dinners coming up. On the 29th, you got the United Way Victory Dinner. On February 21st, the Heritage Committee Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Youth Achievement Awards coming up on February 20th. I think we're going to talk about that because we have somebody from the library coming up to talk about that.
Yeah, Youth History Achievement, the Black Youth History Achievement Awards, that'll be at Memorial Hall. That's always a big deal every year. And then both the United Way Victory Dinner on January 29th and the Heritage Committee Gala on February 21st, you know, very, you know, great community-oriented events, recognizing the great work they've done over the year.
Shamrocks and Shenanigans. Oh, yes. Mr. Gaelicky with his shenanigans.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell with his...
Looking forward to that one. That, you know, that'll be our second year for that. And, just everything that it sounds like. It's going to be... We'll get a great lineup of bourbons, whiskeys, and liquors to taste. Some great food. Some Celtic music. So that's going to be another exciting event. So.
Mr. Gagan's going to be there along with his bourbon. Okay, I've got QuadCon coming up in April. What is that?
Yeah, that is a comic book convention. That'll be our third year for that.
Really?
Yeah, that is really growing. That is a fun event.
How many comic books?
We're going to outgrow Festival Hall with that event soon.
How many comic books did you throw out when you were a kid?
You know, you probably had some that were pretty valuable.
Throw them out. Yeah. Mom, what were you doing? Yeah. That was my retirement.
Sure. I was never a big comic book kid. I was always into the more of the collectibles, things like that, and I still am.
I had some. I didn't collect them.
Yeah, you never realize what
it is. And they're all gone.
Yeah. Oh, just like all my old toys my mom gave away to my cousins and stuff. Now I'm going back and recollecting them. So
my mom threw out, and I've talked about this on the air, my high school diploma, and she threw out when she moved my Beatle ticket stubs from Shea Stadium when I saw the Beatles in 1965. She said, if it was important to you, you would have taken him with you. Obviously, it wasn't. Mom, just remember, I'm going to pick out the home for you someday.
Right. If it was important to you, you would have picked it yourself.
Look at you. All right, give me some stats here in the final minutes.
Had, 2025 was a great year for us. Just to let the listeners know what they've contributed to over 2025, we had over 100,000 visitors come through our events, and which is really a a great surge of local residents and regional tourists that came through. We had a great revenue growth in 2025, an 80% increase over Festival Park, Festival Hall, Memorial Hall's best year of 2017. And that was our consecutive year. We post a huge growth over 2024 as well. We had some generous contributions from local businesses above just our standard revenue that we get from tickets and liquor sales and food sales and things like that. We also had community sponsorship subsidies totaling over $74,000 in 2025. And we're actually very much ahead of the game for 2026 with some great donations that have come in already for 2026. So we're really excited about that. And it's really gone a long way. The revitalization of Festival Park and Festival Hall, Memorial Hall have really contributed to a lot of economic improvements in downtown Racine, restaurants, retailers, tourism in Racine County, just in general. We see great support from folks at Reef Point Marina, a lot of the downtown residents in the condos and breakwater apartments and things like that. So it's really been an amazing transformation of the properties in the last few years heading into 2026.
I got the mayor coming in 2 weeks. You want me to ask him about the ice skating rink?
Please. Yeah, okay. I know that he does have an interest in it. Right, but again, he will probably give you the same story I have. We'd love to see it, but where's the dough going to come from? So.
Oh, well, we can cut back on salaries. We can cut back on that. No. So I've 2 weeks, people say, why don't you ask him those? If you come up with the questions, I'll ask. The worst thing you do is walk out and say no.
Yeah, he has been a great supporter of ours.
He's good.
I can say that anything that, any concerns that we've had or any needs that we've had have been immediately addressed by him and the Parks Department. So it's been an amazing partnership.
Well, I can't wait for the farmer's market. I know my wife can't because she loves going to farmer's markets and she loves getting fresh produce. She likes local stuff because it's got the immunity things built. So I don't know. It's just, anyway. So
and we've got some great farmers here in the area too that are going to provide some amazing, amazing products.
Well, thanks for all you do. That is a jewel on our lakefront, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. Because they're so used to having it.
Sure.
Try living in a place that doesn't have it.
Yeah. And there's certainly a generation that, we're of the generation that remember when Festival Park was vibrant every weekend with something happening. There was just it was the place to go, the place to be. But there is a generation here in Racine County that have never even been to the parks because of the, lack of activity over the last 10 years. So we've certainly changed that. So come on down and see us.
Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you next month.
You bet.
And I'll be in here talking about some more events coming up. Kevin McDougall, 5K Events. If you missed any of our chit-chat, you can catch the podcast. It'll be up tonight. Jacob will post that tonight.